And welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning, if you're just getting started. It's June 7th. Today is Friday. It's the weekend. Oh, yeah. It's 7:37 Central Standard Time, 8:37 Eastern. And I tell you what, if you're in Louisiana, Central Louisiana, this morning when we peeked out and got going, it was actually cool outside. It felt good. It felt good to walk outdoors and not just be hit in the face with the humidity. It's a really cool morning. I don't know if it's going to stay cool, but it is cool starting out. And every single morning that you get started, we like to remind you about our kids. They're all out for summer, doing something, some doing nothing. And, you know, it presents challenges in some areas because as parents, we've got to work. So if your kids are not in some sort of camp or at families or wherever, then chances are they could be out and about. So every single morning, we just like to encourage you to remember those kids that are out and about in neighborhoods. And I say this every morning because I just know it's got to be true. Some of these kids are leaving outside of their neighborhoods, walking into other areas. And, you know, sometimes that can be problematic. But as the adults and as the responsible people, we have to care for those kids just like we're caring for our own. So I'm going to make sure to remind you every single morning as we remind ourselves to please be careful throughout the day. You know, when school is in, we really are vigilant during those school zone times when kids are coming and going from school. But during the summer, you know, this has to be vigilance all day because kids can be anywhere at any time. And so as you're going about your day, please be mindful and watch out for those that are out and about. And for those parents that have kids that are at home that are unattended, we want to encourage you to try to make a game plan. Try to create some sort of game plan so that kids just are not in the streets. You know, it's a dangerous mix, and we have to take responsibility at home. So just just a little fruit for thought. We want to make sure that we're all doing what we need to do to make sure that our kids are safe, that they are having a good time, but at the same time that it's not creating problems for not only us, but others. So just fruit for thought this morning. Now, switching gears on another note, I don't know if you guys are sports fans or not, but I know we stayed up late last night for us watching the Heat and the Spurs. Uh-oh, I got somebody saying, yep, that was me too. What in the world happened to the Heat last night? I mean, they got iced by Tony Parker. I mean, it was just, they got cooled off last night. It was a game. DC said, I can't believe. I said, look, I can't watch. He said, I can't believe you're going to walk away from the game the last few minutes. I mean, literally, it was neck and neck. Many people have said, you know, the Heat are just too much for the Spurs. The Spurs are too old. But what we surmised at our house, DC, is that the Spurs are trying to slow the game down and play smart. They're trying to be smart, but, I mean, they walked away. They stole a win in Miami. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be an interesting series. I thought we were going to initially just get the broom out, and I thought it was going to be a sweep. Why are you laughing, DC? No sweep in sight. It's going to be a Well, they are a smart team. But DC says they're not going to be able to win it. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And I got one of those real women looking at me saying, uh-oh.
Oh, it's a challenger in the house?
It's a challenger. I think it's a Spurs fan in the house. Hey, let me just say good morning to our real women this morning. Tarnisha Brady, she's the division director for the March of Dimes. Leanne Murphy is the owner of Lithos. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network, Real Women, Real Talk. Tarnisha, you watched that game last night too?
I did.
And so are you. You're a Spurs fan, Tim Duncan?
No, I'm a heater.
You're a heater?
King James in the building.
King James. I don't know. It's almost like, DC, if King James doesn't put them on their shoulder, on his shoulders, they fall apart.
Man, Carlette, let me tell you something. That's the same thing that it's happened in a bunch of series. You notice they don't look worried at all.
Well, no,
they're like, you know, we lost the game in a best of seven. You know, they lost one game. They spotted them that game.
But they lost at home. You know, you got to go in and get that first
Their
win.
Their backs need to be against the wall. Watch what happens next game.
And I'm going to tell you what. I really, really do like Tim Duncan. He's been in the league a long time. You almost want to see him, you know, win one. You're kind of thinking this is probably going to be his last, you know, he's on, you know, you think he's got to be winding down.
Yeah, he's winding down. He's had a stellar career, and it's you know,
I hear a but
he's
there.
He's doing real well. I mean, he really is. And he's a good player. Looks like it's something wrong with his knee, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, the Heat is like sharks. You know, when they sniff blood in the water, you know, they just start running around on you like crazy. And they're a really younger team.
They are, but I'm going to tell you, last night, the Spurs rose to the occasion. Tony Parker, I mean, literally tenths of a second on the shot clock, he fires a shot. And I'm thinking they've got to wave this shot off. I mean, the time clock has run out. You know, they had to go back and replay. And this was the shot that literally it put the Heat away. I mean, and I'm like, what is going on? They got to the point where they're taking all of these perimeter shots, all these three-pointers, and just not making their shots last night.
Well, they made a lot of threes, and the other team made a lot of threes too. But I think what you saw, Carlette, is the experience of a very veteran team. They stole that game. That was their intention. They hung around the whole game. They never led in the game until the last 6 minutes of the game. And then you saw them start shooting threes, make sure threes, and they started to take the game. They wanted to steal the game, and that's what they did. They stole it.
They stole it.
They cannot beat the Heat. That's just how it is.
Hey, Tarnisha's throwing the dudes up. She said they cannot beat the Heat.
No,
I don't know, but it's gonna be a great series. So we look forward to game two, headed back to San Antonio. So it looks like it's gonna be a great series, one that any sports fan is going to love to watch. Hey, everybody, this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. We've got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, Amerigroup Real Solutions, American Wholesale Mattress, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Y'all know it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And it's already real. Let me introduce you to our ladies this morning. Tarnisha Brady, Leanne Murphy, Valerie Bayong Bandy.
Did I get it?
Yes, you did.
Hey, ladies, good morning and welcome to Real Women, Real Talk. Y'all, it's heated up in here already. I'm going to tell you, we've been having a conversation about seasons and the change in the seasons and the ebbs and the flows and how we go, if we're women or people of faith, how we go from faith to faith. And if we're not people of faith or people that are trying to build our faith muscle, how we do that. And so, Leanne, I want you to start because each of us in here has had some change. And we're talking about how you make those changes and keep your sanity and not have your identity actually lifted from you, so to speak.
For me, it is all about faith. And it's all about that the source of my faith is biblical. And I look into that. And when I went from looking at the Bible as kind of a handbook or a guide, or even worse yet, great sayings to cross stitch on your pillow. You know, those things that we go, oh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We think of that as a cross stitch statement.
And I've never heard of that. I like that. A cross stitch statement.
Yeah. When you turn and you look at that, it's really saying, and it's not saying everything's going to be easy. It's saying no matter what's thrown at you, you can do it through Christ. That's a hard statement. So when you turn that from a handbook or a great quotable quotes book and you look at it as a mirror, then when I look into that, I see who I am and I see who I should be and I apply it to my world, it becomes a very powerful force in your life. And so when you look into that and it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, when you're leaving a job and you can't say I'm leaving a job and start looking until you've already left it, like at the Red Cross, which I loved that organization, and I didn't want to hurt it, so I never told anyone I was leaving until we had someone in place. And so I didn't start looking for a job until I'd worked to get that in place and had all of those things.
But when that happens, though, Leanne, let me stop you there. When that happens and you leave a position where you're so noted in the community for that position and doing what you do, but you know that the season is ending.
Right.
You know, how do you really bring all of that together to put that down? Because don't we sometimes, we were talking about women especially, our titles are important to us. And so how do you put that down to move to, okay, I'm going from this to I don't know what.
I don't know what. You know, for me, the Esther story really was, and we were talking about this a minute ago, really was my
talking about Esther in the Bible, that she knew that she was appointed for such a time,
right? And when her uncle comes to her, Mordecai says, because she was really debating, do I do this, do I not do this? And that's exactly where I was. Do I do this, do I not do this? Because what she was going to do was go into the king uninvited, which could have meant her life. And that's where I was with the Red Cross. So I don't know what happens. What if I do this? What
I'm getting chills all over, because she went uninvited.
She went uninvited.
But she had such favor.
And what Mordecai said to her was, how do you know, but you were brought to this place for such a time as this. And if you don't do it, God will raise up a deliverer, but you and your house may not be saved. And that struck me, that if you don't step out in that faith, if you don't walk the faith path that God has laid out for you, God will raise up somebody else.
Oh, Leanne, you're going to make me run this morning.
Be saved.
Oh.
And so for me, it was, okay, this is where the hard stuff comes. Mm-hmm. The hard stuff isn't doing what's set before you. The hard stuff is taking a step when you don't know what's set before you. And that, for me, was that moment. And literally, I laid my head on the kitchen cabinet one day and said, God, I need deliverance here. And so I'll step in faith. And I'll trust you with the rest of it, because I didn't want to be left and, you know, my house and my father's house to be unsafe. And so for me, it was a huge faith step. And the minute that I laid it down, I knew that I had taken the step that was the hardest, but it wasn't the only hard step. But so for me, that's what it is. If I didn't have that biblical basis of faith, I don't know who I would be. So for people, when you said, you know, you have to go from faith to faith, that's where I live. Now, at times it's much, 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 much weaker. Probably most of the time it's much, much, much weaker than it should be. But if you don't have that, I think you have to have something. I don't know how you get through this life without that.
Absolutely. And Tarnisha, right now, you you're kind of in that situation where you're evolving into out of one season into the next season. And the common thread that we've all come together this morning at the table and realized, and I really had not planned to talk about this until I heard everybody's story and what was going on in everybody's life. And I believe that this is a word for somebody that's changing seasons. And what I was struck with is by everybody's faith. And in your change, Tarnisha, your changes are not necessarily job changes, but life changes. Mm-hmm. And I asked Tarnisha, I said, how can you be so beautiful and so free this morning with everything you got going on in your life? And you said,
Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah, honey.
Wow. And so those challenges of not only having your kids, but having your sister's kids, you got your three, then you got three more. You know, do you ever say, God, okay, why?
No, I've questioned him before and I didn't like his answer. So I see why he said, don't question me.
Uh-huh. What'd he say?
My plan is far greater than your plan.
Uh-huh.
Your plans are not your plans.
Absolutely.
So I questioned him when another member of my family passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like how he dealt with that answering mm-hmm. me. So I just chose to trust. I chose to believe. And I chose to fall on my face in my faith.
Mm.
And here we are. I mean, it's a handful, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Wow. Mm. And then we look at, you know, the things that we're going through in our life and we think, you know, oh, I'm challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what another person is challenged with. That's why I don't think you can ever look at anybody and think you know their story,
mm-hmm.
because you never really do. And one of the things that you talked about in your changing seasons and in your challenges is that you really have found that you have got to be an organizer. You have got to be a soldier on this battlefield.
You really have to. I mean, and I agree with everything that she was saying about her faith. I mean, God has to be...
Talking about Leanne.
Yeah, Miss Leanne. He has to be the king of your entire life, or you lose it. You lose it. I know people, you know, and we've been through counseling, and we go to groups and things like that, and I say, okay, yeah, I have six kids, okay. But then there's a woman who has 12 of her own and took in four of her nieces and nephews.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so come on. I have a job. I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a home. Some people don't have that story.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you have found the gratitude.
Right. I don't look at what's going on and what I feel is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I want to praise God for what he has done and what I have. And the things that he will do,
mm-hmm.
and we just go on from there. You can't live on the, oh, Lord, all these kids getting on my nerve, and they do.
Because mm-hmm. they're all little bitty kids.
Yeah, and they do, especially my Sanaya. She's the youngest of mm-hmm. them all, and oh, mm-hmm. Lord. But God.
But God. Mm-hmm. And so, Valerie, where are you on season changes and from faith to faith or having faith and needing more faith? Where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm kind of like Leanne. I'm in transition. I've resigned from Family Counseling Agency. I resigned on May 21st, and I'm currently going into pursuing other endeavors. And one thing I sit down and I think about is that we all think about how much faith we have and the faith we have in God, and that's how we get through every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I recently did was to sit down. I was talking to my mom, and I sat down and I thought about something. You know, if you think about when the Israelites were led out of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and you think about all the things they saw, mm-hmm. everything that God did for them, and then once times got a little bit tough again, it was almost like they had forgotten. Well, I went back into Deuteronomy mm-hmm. and all the promises that mm-hmm. God has made to us as his children. And then I sat back and I thought over the 42 years of my life mm-hmm. and how every last one of those promises
mm-hmm.
have been shown to me. So if I get back in my life, so I sat down, I was talking to my mom about it. I said, well, Mom, I mean, we have faith. We believe in God. But one thing I think that sometimes we all tend to forget is that God has shown all of us promises in our lives,
mm-hmm.
but we tend to forget it. And it always helps to go back to Deuteronomy, mm-hmm. look at it, look at all the times that God has spared you, favored you, mm-hmm. given things to you, created something out of nothing, blessed you in your house, all the times throughout your life. Because a lot of times, we're like the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
We forget,
mm-hmm.
even though God has shown us all of the miracles and the blessings that he's given to us. And then by forgetting, we put a glass box around us. And mm-hmm. it blocks us from all the blessings that he has for us. But our faith is not there
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to have them rain down on us.
Wow. Yo, this is Real Women, Real Talk. And I sense a peace in the listening audience this morning, a quiet. You know what? If you're going from one season to the next, this is a conversation that I think you don't want to miss, because it's Real Women talking about real situations and how you get better. You know what? How you get better. You can be bitter or you can get better. And today we're getting better with Real Women, Real Talk. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm. He came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Arlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people,
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number 318-487-1881. Also, Get Wired Satellites. If you're just joining the conversation, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're joined by Tarnisha Brady, Leanne Murphy, by Valerie Bayong-Bandy, and we're talking about changing seasons from faith to faith and how we do it. And during the break, it's just, I wish we could take these conversations because the conversation is so full. We were talking about, I was saying, and I have shared with you guys, that every season, every summer, we have birds that visit our house and we can't get rid of them. And every season we see the mamas lay the eggs, the birds are fed, they get big enough, and then they fly out of the nest. And they gotta fly out. And so in the change of life, the cycle of life, many people are challenged by being on a job for 18, 20 years, and they got pushed out for whatever reason. And we were talking about being so defined by what you do and who you are and your title. And I think, Leanne, this morning we were talking about being careful about thinking you stand lest you fall.
Absolutely. And I was sharing that at the Red Cross because it was such an extreme situation.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful organization, but they work under extreme circumstances. They work with people under extreme circumstances, losing their home to fire, families who are in the military and they need to reach a loved one because of a crisis, a hurricane,
mm-hmm.
or a tornado in Oklahoma right now. Because of that, it's almost like that during that time, God really taught me where my foundation was, because if I ever for a minute thought that I could do the normal day to day, that lasted for about 2.5 minutes at the Red Cross, normal day to day. And you'd look at these enormous things, sheltering for 181 straight days during Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, 26,000 people in shelters right here in Rapides Parish. I mean, it's bizarre circumstances, and you couldn't look at that and have any expectation of doing that in and of yourself. And for me, the reality was God pours out his mercies and his magnificence through all these volunteers that just rose up and would work 14 and 15 hour days just because they wanted to serve. And so it really taught me not to put faith in anything that I could do. I woke up literally probably almost every morning, knowing that if I thought I was going to do it on my own, I might as well stay in bed.
And this is the thing, Valerie and Tarnisha and Leanne. I think that many of us, especially women, we get into I. Mm-hmm. And when things go really well, especially if you're a leader at your job or you own your business or you're in a position of what people would call power or position, and you say, I, look at what I did. And then those I's start to encompass you, Valerie, and you start to think that I did something when really you're just the conduit for the thing. You're just the vessel, the flow through.
Exactly. And one thing, too, that's so important is you have to realize something. If you stay grounded, if you understand that everything, everything you have, are, or ever will be, comes from God. Yes. If you stay grounded, when you transition in life, it doesn't throw you off as badly. Because you have.
But do we stay grounded, though?
You know, and when you were saying that, one of the things that I thought about was, you know, the part of the danger for us as women is we are responders. We're responders.
Oh yeah.
We react.
We want to get it done.
And we want to get, and so when we're working, a lot of times it's, even if you have that heart and you have that conviction that God is your foundation, people around you start saying, oh, you did a great job, or that was fantastic, or, you know, she can do this.
Right.
Oh, you know, call Carlette. She'll make it happen. Call Carnisha.
Mm-hmm.
Call Valerie. And then we start.
And doesn't some power. Yes.
That.
Yes.
And then we start thinking, mm-hmm. okay, well, people need me. They depend on me. I can do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you start out with all the right things. Somebody needs me, so I'm going to do this. But then, and I can do this. And then, well, and I did that last time.
Mm-hmm.
And then all those eyes start taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost in response to that. And we get that at work in ways that you don't get that sometimes in other places.
And how do you keep that balance, that ego? Mm-hmm. And how do you keep that ego, especially when you're in a relationship? You know what I'm saying? That ego that turns into, I think, pride of everybody needs me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a game changer.
Or you take home what you do at work and you want to go, well, listen, at work when I say
do this, you
it gets done. So let's talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. It becomes very problematic.
And how do we as women keep that ego in check? Because now society, and Tarnisha had a really important point. She said, now women have to go out, many of us, get the bacon, fry it up in the pan, you know, and that comes along with a lot.
It's just as food, like I was saying earlier. I mean, God created us to be the nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the caretakers. But now we're in that corporate America. You know, we are the decision makers, and it's flipped.
And I made the point, Leanne and I, we were talking about that. I said, have we chosen that? You know, have we chosen that?
Some have, and then some haven't. You know, like you said. Some were, you know, chose to be in that position, and then some others were, this is what we have to do to stay afloat.
Right.
You know?
And so how do we create that balance now that when we have to do it, and, you know, we're in those positions, and we're the earners, we're the breadwinners, you know, how do we strike that balance so that we can be in healthy relationships at home?
I think it's a huge challenge, and I was just saying, too, in some ways, we're our own Benedict Arnolds. We've betrayed ourselves, because even among women, we sometimes hear the, well, she's just a homemaker, or I've chosen to, you know, to stay at home for a while, or I've left the work for, you know, and we undermine that in our own minds. And we buy into that whole idea of, well, we can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
We can have it all. Well, you can't have it all.
No, you can't.
You're going to sacrifice something. And so we're torn, and then we start feeling torn within ourselves, you know, raising children and husband, and then between career. And so we really have to work hard at that and fight that belief system that we're supposed to be something other than what we are.
Mm-hmm.
At the Red Cross, for example, you know, it was a stressful, high-stress, high-pressure, very visible job, and it becomes very easy to kind of become that person.
I
had an alter ego at the Red Cross, because a lot of the stuff I had to do there was not in my nature. Mm-hmm. But you do it so long that suddenly it starts to feel a little bit like your nature, and you almost forget who you are and whose you are and what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been such a blessing to have kind of this season of change, because it's forced me to go, wait a minute, which part is really me?
Mm-hmm.
And which part did I become to do that job for such a time as this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like Esther having to step out of her natural nature. And then to be able to come back and say, wait a minute, mm-hmm. you know, I remember this about me now. Let me think
right.
about this.
Right, but you know, and what that brings up,
that.
And what that brings up is identity theft.
Absolutely.
Are we letting what we do and who people have said we are and the adulation of the people, are we letting that steal our identity? When we come back, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about identity theft. Hey, everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. We're back after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehad Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. It's Friday. This is Smart Talk for Smart People, but most importantly, Real Women, Real Talk. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Pineville. We're joined by Tarnisha, Leanne, and Valerie. And this morning, the conversation is rich. It's immense. And it's just downright powerful. Before we went to break, we were talking about identity theft and how we can allow others to really, really put us in a position where we lose our identity. And Valerie, you wanted to make a point about that.
Yeah, one thing we have to think about is, in our world, when someone steals our identity, they can either take a credit card or a bank account or something with a computer and they steal it away. But we don't think about all the times that we actually give our identity away to other people. Every time we forget that we're a child of the Most High God and all the promises and favor that He has for us, every time we start defining ourselves based on what other people think of us, every time we do that, we give our identity away, and we base our identity on things that can be false. Because you have to think about something. Everyone in our lives, they lived a whole life before they got to us. And sometimes their reaction to us is not necessarily based on really us, but what they're going through. If we keep our eyes looking up and not around us, if we hold on to who we know our lives are supposed to be as a child of God, then we don't give our identity away, because a lot of times our eyes start running too close.
But how
together.
Do we, right, the I, and I did it, and I'm great, or not even saying it, but walking around with that ego thinking it, how do we keep ourselves grounded in that, Valerie, you think, where you don't allow yourself to think more high? You know, because a tongue can make a mouth say anything.
Yes, it can.
And, you know, it's easy to say, oh, glory to God. Oh, it was God. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I wonder if we're saying that because it's just what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Instead of understanding that everything we have, everything we are, everything we do is through the blessings and favor of God. And that's one thing, and that's why when you transition, when you switch a job, or when children go off to college,
or you get a divorce.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that I'm still God's child. He still has a plan for me. He still has favor for me. And you have to understand that you're walking in His plan, like Tony said, not the one that we sat down and wrote out of our punch list that morning. But we're walking in His plan and His favor. And if you do that, it'll keep perspective. One important thing that happened with me was, after I had left the agency, I was in the grocery store. I saw two people who were involved in something very important that the Lord let me be a part of. Never saw these two people outside of the agency. Never. People say Alexandria is so small. Not really. You can go a long time without ever bumping into one, someone that you know. I saw both of them in the same place at the same time.
Wow.
Never saw them there before. One of them had just driven in from out of town. And it made me realize something. all the good, everything that God lets you be a part of, those are blessings that come back to you. So it's really astounding if you sit down and think about it. First of all, he let you be a part of helping another person. And then he rains down blessings on you for helping the person. If you sit down and think about how awesome that is, you'll never look in the mirror and say, wow, I'm so great, really ever again.
Right.
Because it's really wonderful and amazing the God that we serve.
Right. And I think that, you know, in identity theft, I know for me personally, it is just making sure. And see, I've been there. See, I've been in a position, and I can sit here in my truth today and my authentic self and say, I was one of those people in my lifetime that thought more highly of myself than I should. And I get that. And I never want to go back there again. Because you can think it's your things. You can think it's the money, the bank account, the home, where you live, what you do. And God has a way of, what DC and I like to say, sitting you down on the bench. We're great sports fans, so we know what it's like to be taken out of the game in the heat of the game and set down because you thought more highly of yourself than you should, or that you weren't playing the game right. You weren't playing within God's plans for your life. And in that, you can lose who God said you were. And I'm not talking about being able to quote, you know, every scripture in the Bible or being more, you know, holier than thou, so holy that you're no earthly good. I'm not talking about those things. I'm just talking about understanding that each and every one of us is here for a reason. This is why we wake up every morning, ladies, and do this. Ladies and gentlemen listening, we wake up every single morning, not for ourselves. Yeah, I love to do it. I know that I'm called to do this. But because we want to pour water on other people with great women like yourself and great people that come through this forum, it's about watering others and understanding that God puts you in the position to do this, not for yourself, not for the adulation of the people, but for what he wants to happen. You know,
well, I keep thinking when you say that, I think about Paul, you know, and he said he had a thorn in his flesh and he asked God to remove it and he begged God to remove it. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you. I mean, this is Paul. And I think we have those thorns in our flesh if we're honest with ourselves.
Right.
But, you know, you mentioned that the Bible says that if we look into the word of God and we go away and don't do it, then we're like a man who looks in the mirror and forgets what he looks
exactly.
like. And I think that's where identity theft can really get us, is when we forget who we are.
That's
and what
right.
we really look like when we start listening to that adulation in the workplace. And the workplace is a great place because you're there a limited amount of time. You're around these people a limited amount of time. They don't see you when you're off your game.
Right.
Because you can put on that fake it.
That mask.
It smile. And so you get a lot of adulation. When we start banking on that, there's a real danger. But when, and for me, at least for me, there have been lots of things where I have failed royally. And I look at those struggles.
Everybody's saying, oh, yeah.
In my life and challenges that I couldn't fix it. I didn't fix it. And you have to lay that at the foot of the cross and say, I trust you with my mess. You know, I'm in a big old whopping mess. And I can't do anything with it. And that is, for me, that's been the humbler in my world. And where really joy has come out of that is when I realize I can no more take credit for the successes, and that means I can't take
credit that's good.
For the failures either. I have to lay them all there. But I can't just lay the successes there, and I can't just lay the failure. I can't say, here, Lord, here are my failures, but I'm going to keep all the successes for me. And I've had to really watch that, and it is a danger. I think it's a huge danger that our egos get all blown up and inflated, and I think if we truly are relying on the Lord, and he loves us like a father, he's going to nail us when we do that. He's going to say, just like a father would with, I mean, we've done it with our children. I've done it with my children. Mike's done it with them, where you pat them on the back and you want them to get confident. But when they cross that line, when they're in a ball field and pop off at the umpire and the coach doesn't call them down, mom and daddy step out there and say, next time you'll come off the field and you let everybody know it's a leveler. And you do it because you love that child. God loves us. And whom he loves, he chastens. And I, unfortunately, he's had to deal with me a few times.
I've been there, too, to the woodshed, you know.
Absolutely. And becomes a point where you understand the love of a father that you thank you, God, mm-hmm. for that. But I wasn't thankful at the time. I had to get thankful afterwards.
Absolutely. And it's not until you go through some things that you really come out with a sense of gratitude. This morning, we're talking about going from season to season, from faith to faith, but most importantly, not letting our identity be stolen, and even better than that, not giving our identity away, because it can happen, and it can happen so quickly. But you guys hear the music, you know that you're on point, and this is the official OPT network, and it's Real Women Real Talk Friday. But I gotta get a break here. We're back right after this.
Clarity, peace, serenity.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday, Real Women, Real Talk, and if you're just joining, it's 8:39, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. This morning, we're joined by Tarnisha, Leanne, and Valerie. What a wonderful conversation it is, just talking about going from those seasons and those changes and the ebbs and flows, but more importantly, our identity as women and as people, understanding really who we are and how you can get lost in a sea of things, whether it's your position. And during the break, we were talking about you can even get your identity lost in your children, where we have invested so much and we have done so much and we have just imparted so much, and then the kids leave and you wonder, okay, who am I?
Who am I?
And in who are we?
Yeah, absolutely.
We put so much of our identity into them, and so we want them to do the things that we didn't do,
mm-hmm.
but that's not their plans, you know?
Right, or God's plans
or
for
God's
them.
God's plans for them, and that, you know, that can be sticky too.
Absolutely. And so what I have been saying, and DC and I have been going through this a lot with our son, wanting him to be more of who we would like him to be. And I think a lot of parents do that. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. He is so different from us that if I didn't have the war wounds of pregnancy, I would have thought that he would have been switched at birth or he was for someone else. He's just that much different from us. He's not a big talker like us. He's not very friendly. You know, he's just not a big talker. He can be friendly, but he makes that decision. And so we're always really pushing him to do more, to be a little bit more. And so what we have started saying is that he's at that critical age, Leanne, and you could get this. He's at 13, where he's going from being a boy to a young man. And what we have found is that we just have to back off and let him be. And I think for most of us in any situation, whether it's with our kids, whether it's with our husbands, with our significant others, our jobs, it's hard to just let things be.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about that just a minute ago. I mean, it's hard for us to let ourselves be. You know, we
Isn't
said
that
it's
truth?
Hard
mm-hmm.
to just be still and know that I'm
mm-hmm.
God. That may be one of the biggest challenging verses to me. It's hard for me
mm-hmm.
just to be still
mm-hmm.
and know that he's God. And so to do that with other people is also hard, to just let them know God
mm-hmm.
and for that to be, it's just, and I think that's where we are. You know, if we really bought into the idea that we are the child of the Most High God, we're the daughter of the King.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you met Prince Charles or Prince William or,
mm-hmm.
or Kate Middleton, we'd all be like, oh, you don't really need to know anything
mm-hmm.
else about them.
Mm-hmm.
They're the child of the queen and mm-hmm. the former, you know, mm-hmm. the late king. But we instead think we've got to have all these other identifiers. But if
right.
we really bought into that identity, mm-hmm. then all the other stuff becomes just not
really
even secondary.
Yeah, it becomes, just obsolete.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we can do that with our kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you, and you know, I often think that, you know, God, if I can have one thing in this life, it's that my children know you and are closer to
mm-hmm.
you. Than they are to me, and you know, I want them to have that, and I truly, in the core of my being, that's a desire of my heart. But I sometimes spend too much time making sure that they're the right student, the right this, the right
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. When if I just said, "No, God," that's it. But we become distracted by all these other false identities.
Absolutely, and I think we forget. I know for us, we forget what we forgot. That's a term that we use at our house a lot. We forget what we forgot. And DC and I were saying, because DC and I have been together longer than we have, almost as long as we've been on the planet.
And we can remember very clearly what we were doing at 13 years old and what we were talking about. And, you know, it's hard for you to import yourself back to where you were at that age and understand that everybody's got to find their own way. But see, now we're more educated. We're more technologically savvy. We're more this. We're more that. And we're really we're pushing our kids to be higher achievers and to do better. And all of those things are great. But we still have to find a way to let them be.
Yeah, because what we've done is we've added even more distractions right. from our true mm-hmm. identity. Mm-hmm. Even more distractions. And it's hard. It's hard to keep that focus. And it's hard not, when you have 17,000 things pulling at you all day, a television, mm-hmm. a radio, a phone, you know, something all the time. There's noise and there's distraction all the time. And oh, you're an executive director, or oh, you're a consultant, right. or oh, you're a radio person.
And you've got to be everything to everybody.
To find time to sit back, to go back to that mm-hmm. first, to be still and know that I'm God. And you're my child. And there's your core identity. You know, it's hard to do that.
And this morning, I think that what I believe is sort of the message of this whole conversation is really, Valerie, finding that authentic place of self. Just finding that place of your own true authenticity. And, you know, I love this quote from Shakespeare, and I've always loved it. He says, you know, to thine own self be true. Mm-hmm. You know, for a lot of people, it's just hard to be true to you because there's so many things on the periphery, so many mm-hmm. other things that are vying for your attention, so many things that other people want you to be. And do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
go ahead, Valerie.
And one thing, too, is the fact that realize who you actually are.
Right.
We were watching something on television, and my son, my mom, and I, and they were asking the children, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over at my mom, and I said, okay, well, what did I want to be when I was little?
Uh-huh.
And she said, you never made up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
She said it changed daily.
Uh-huh.
There were always different things that you wanted to do. And I said, well, okay then. And I looked back over my professional career and the different things I've actually done. And I said, okay.
And it changed.
And she said, yeah, you know, and she's looking at me like, you know, I'm not surprised. She knew me in a way that I didn't even realize.
Wow.
So the key thing is to remember who you are. Like you said, knowing each other for so long, you know each other so well. Go back, look through your whole life. Look not what people did to you in your life, not at the economics, but look at who you were as a person, how
mm-hmm.
you evolved,
mm-hmm.
how you've grown,
mm-hmm.
and you're gonna find that all those things are different,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes we tend to forget all the things that have remained the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, Tarnisha, isn't it hard to really just look back and just say, you know what, it's just okay. Sometimes it's hard for people to look at their true selves. And I think we never really get around to doing it unless we have conversations like this and we open up and we say, have we gotten away from our true selves, our true identity? Mm-hmm. Have we got into, has someone stolen our identity? Hey, everybody, you hear the music. You're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And I got to take a break. We're back after this.
And do the things I want. Think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone, think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back, baby you don't know me cause you're dead wrong, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stand a little
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And let me just say, it is a fabulous, fabulous conversation. But this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish, joined by Tarnisha, Leanne, and Valerie. Oh, man, it has been incredible. Everybody, you know what I love most about Real Women, Real Talk is that people bring their real authentic selves, and we can all learn something from everybody's journey. And this morning, what we have learned, I think, is that no matter where you are, no matter what has been bestowed upon you, if you really are able to, even if your identity has been stolen, or worse yet, you've given it away, isn't it so wonderful that you can come back to it, Valerie, that you can just come back to yourself?
That's right, because God's still waiting there for you.
Uh-huh.
And your identity never left you.
He's like the prodigal son, huh?
That's right. That's right. He takes us back all the time.
And you know what? Knowing that, and when you said that, it brought up the prodigal son. If we could be more forgiving of each other, sometimes you just lose your mind for a second.
Just for a second.
You know, just for a second or for a season. Mm-hmm. But this morning, I hope that people will walk away with whatever season you're in, Leanne, and we've all been through, not only have we been through, but we're going to go through again.
Absolutely. That's right.
Another season change. And I said during the break, I said, you know what? Winter is over. And when a season is over, you can't stay in winter. I don't care how much you say you love the cold weather. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much you say you don't want the heat and humidity, the sweltering heat and humidity of Louisiana. Winter is over. And so what Valerie was saying is that we have to be able to bounce. We have to have that buoyancy to move, to bounce to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so for a lot of people, Leanne, though, that are sitting here listening saying, okay, it's easy because you guys did it, or you're doing it, you know, how do we help people to understand that this too will pass?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that carried me through some of the toughest times and carries me through, will carry me through, is this, again, going back to the story of the Israelites. He gave them manna for today.
Mm-hmm.
Manna for today. If they tried to gather it up for tomorrow, it was going to spoil. Mm-hmm. They gave them manna for today. And we have to say, sufficient unto today are the troubles therein. You know, my God is mighty. But he says to me over and over and over again that he is the great I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's a present.
Mm-hmm.
It's the present. And he doesn't change. But I'm called to walk with him today.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And to trust him with tomorrow. And to allow him to deal with the past, because I can't undo it. And I've blown it in a lot of ways. And you know, I've been married for 25 years, so that's probably the place I've blown it the most. Mm-hmm. And I have to trust that with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, be with the Lord in my marriage and do in my marriage and with my children and my job and my quiet moments with the Lord today.
But aren't you glad, everybody, that the grace is sufficient for today,
absolutely.
That yesterday is over, tomorrow's not here yet, and you get grace for today. And what I love about all of you this morning is that everybody is going through, has gone through something, and the great peace. I asked Tarnisha this morning, I said, girl, you look fabulous. I said, you don't look any worse for the wear. Just been through some challenges,
right.
Been through some things. But she said, you know what? God is good.
He is.
And you know, when we really understand that there's nothing too big or nothing too small, God said, even in the smallest things, that he'll perfect those things that concern us, that he'll make it right if we can just stand to be. And so this morning, I want to thank Valerie. I want to thank Leanne. I want to thank Tarnisha. You guys have been fabulous. I mean, every single conversation that we have at the round table, I take away such wisdom, such excellence from all of the women's spirit that come here. And I know that the listeners do as well, and they share that with us. So we honor you this morning, and we thank you for joining and for being so open and so free.
Well, we thank you for having us.
What a great forum. Thank you for providing this
for
to the company.
Us. It helps us as well.
And so this morning I want to say to listeners, if your identity has been stolen or you've given it away, you know, even if you've gotten off the track, what I love so much about life is that you get a fresh start today.
Back up. Uh-huh.
I don't care how many times you've fallen. If you just stop saying, woe is me, it's like you said about your son, about reading Job, put your big girl panties on.
Right.
Or your big
gird
boy.
Gird up your loins like a man. Put your big boy pants on.
Gird up your loins like a woman. Put your big girl panties on and live to fight another day. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care how low you're feeling. If you can just look and say, you know what? If I made it through 5 years ago and I came out all right, I came out on the other side. That you know what, he's faithful. If he did it once, he'll do it again. And what I love the most is that today is fresh and new, and you get another chance. So hey, y'all, it's Friday. It's been real. It's been real. It's been real. It's been real. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You know what we like to call it? Smart talk for smart people. Because this is what smart people do. They talk about it, and then they are about it. So stop talking about it and be about it. Hey, everybody, we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So you got to remember, it starts with loving yourself. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. Hey, you know we are fishing this weekend. DC is back on the white perch prowl, so hopefully we'll come back with some big old white perch after the weekend. Hey, everybody, have a great and a safe weekend, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Tell me how.
how you feel about this. Do it all only if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live.